Pleasant good morning, brothers and sisters and extended church family. The title for today's devotion is Meditate on God's Word. If you turn with me to Psalms chapter 1 verse 2, it reads, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. When you go beyond simply reading your Bible and take the time to meditate each day on its truths, you begin to think like God. And when that happens, your life changes for the better. Peter was so dependent on the words of Jesus that he said, To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. That's found in John chapter 6, verse 68. And Job said, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. That's found in Job chapter 23, verse 12. Question: How often do you set aside time to meditate on the scriptures? As you meditate on God's word, you develop a mindset that enables you to rise above your fears. My word would not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. That's found in Isaiah 55, verse 11. Did you get that? God's word will accomplish God's purposes in your life. That's why Satan will battle you over finding time to read your Bible. The truth is, you don't find time, you make it. The prophet Isaiah said, Morning by morning, he wakens me and opens my understanding to his will. That's found in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. In a world that's often devoid of commitment, God promises, I won't give up on you. I will keep working on you until you're clear in your perceptions, strong in your faith, and balanced in your spiritual walk. As you meditate on my precept, you'll start to move in a new direction. And when that happens, your life will begin to prosper. So beginning today, meditate on God's word. God bless you.